Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So this is a little bit scary. It turns out if you're pregnant, you should think twice about taking Tylenol. The reason this is scary is, you know, when you're pregnant, your doctor should be telling you not to take the aspirins, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, ibuprofen, stuff like that. We try to avoid those in pregnancy, which really means for the aches and pains of pregnancy, you're really left with Tylenol. A lot of women take Tylenol. Turns out that this could be not so good when it comes to the rate of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Today, about 5 to 10% of kids have ADHD. Boys more than girls. Why is that? I mean, there's a lot of debate about whether, you know, if we're just diagnosing it better, so whether this is a really true increase in the prevalence of the disease. Let's not have that debate now. Maybe that's another segment for me to have. Maybe I can find an expert that we can talk about that. Let's just assume the increase in the diagnosis of ADHD is true. It's real. It's not just because we're diagnosing it better. Kids, especially boys, are more hyperactive and have attention deficit issues. Let's just assume that. And if we have to ask why. I mean, what's different today than 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago? And I think it's multifactorial. But the one thing that keeps coming to my mind are the toxins, the environmental toxins. And you may not think of prescription medications and over-the-counter medications as toxins, but you know, you could think of them that way. These are chemical compounds that get into your system. You just happen to put them into your system on purpose. They get into your system, and they can cause problems in metabolism. They can cause problems in your liver. I mean, you might get one benefit, but they usually come with a whole host of side effects. So you can think of things like over-the-counter medications as toxins. And here we have a situation where more and more pregnant women are using Tylenol during pregnancy, and we're seeing rates of ADHD increase. Okay, now I'm not saying it's a cause. It's not cause-effect, but there is an interesting association. So let's take a look at this. Here was the headline that I found. Acetaminophen, that's Tylenol, used during pregnancy increased ADHD risk. That's a pretty scary headline. It comes from the Danish National Birth Cohort, where they looked at over 64,000 moms and their kids. They conducted telephone interviews, and they used the interviews to obtain information on Tylenol use during pregnancy and 6 months afterwards. All of the kids were born between 1996 and 2002. More than half of the mothers reported taking Tylenol during pregnancy. And it's higher today. We know that. It's higher today. It's probably closer to about 75% of moms take Tylenol during pregnancy now. Here, for this cohort, we're looking during the years of 96 to 2002, about a little more than half. There was an increased risk of ADHD-like behaviors by 13%. The use of ADHD medications went up by 29%. And the risk for hyperkinetic disorder, which is a very severe form of ADHD, went up by 37%, all associated with Tylenol use. So ADHD behavior up 13%, ADHD medication use up 29%, and hyperkinetic disorder up 37%. Here, and this was interesting too. The associations were stronger for moms who used Tylenol for more than one trimester. So that indicates a continuous use is building up in the umbilical blood and causing some issues. At least that seems to be the case. By the way, they found in this cohort infections during pregnancy or the state of a mother's mental health problems were not found to significantly influence the results. Because I know some neurologists and psychiatrists are looking at infections in pregnancy, and I do think there is something there to look at. But at least in this large cohort of 64,000 women and their kids, there was no connection between infection, mental health of the mom, and the link to ADHD. It was pretty much straightforward from the Tylenol use. Okay. So we need to talk about other things maybe we can do naturally for the aches and pains of pregnancy. Tylenol has been, by the way, marketed for a long time as a very safe drug. It's not. Tylenol causes a lot of problems. As a matter of fact, a lot of acute liver failures that you see in emergency rooms are from Tylenol toxicity, acetaminophen toxicity. A lot of people don't know that. It's not necessarily a safe drug. One of the reasons it's not safe is if you do Tylenol in the prescribed dose, it's probably okay, and you only do that maybe for a week or two. The problem here in pregnancy is they're doing higher doses, and as you saw, many of them were doing it for more than one full trimester, so that's continuous use, and that's where Tylenol can start to become dangerous. It's also dangerous because a lot of times Tylenol is now being mixed with narcotics. Tylenol and codeine, very common prescription. So you have somebody taking Tylenol off the shelf, and then they're also taking this prescription for pain that their doctor gave them, which is codeine and Tylenol, and people are having acetaminophen toxicity issues because they don't realize all the other products that acetaminophen is found in. Okay? So it's not necessarily a safe drug, especially when you get too much of it, and it's easy to get too much of it. That's the problem. Okay. Why is acetaminophen so dangerous? Well, most of the research points to the fact that it lowers glutathione levels. Glutathione, I've talked about this before. Glutathione is one of the it is the human body's most potent intrinsic antioxidant. It's critically important to the health of the liver and all of the liver detox pathways. And so if you take a medication that depletes glutathione, you're losing a powerful antioxidant, and the liver becomes prone to damage as it's trying to metabolize the acetaminophen. So the acetaminophen comes in the liver cells try to metabolize it, and they don't have the glutathione to protect them because it depletes it. And that's where a lot of the issues come from. So what are some alternatives for women during pregnancy? Okay, to help with some of the aches and pains of pregnancy. So the first thing we want to remember, if it's back pain, which is very common, right? Believe it or not, studies have shown by wearing flat shoes during pregnancy can significantly reduce lower back pain, right? Practicing good posture, very important. Avoid, obviously, lifting heavy objects. These are all important things that they sound simple, but they can make a major difference. Flat shoes, don't lift heavy things, good posture, okay? Some women do like maternity support belts. Those also seem to help a little bit, too. Here's something, though, you can try as a supplement, tart cherry extract. Of course, talk to your doctor before you do any supplement or any drug or anything when you're pregnant. Please, please, please. But there's evidence out there that shows tart cherry extracts are very good for pain, good for neuropathic pain, muscle pain, low back pain. I've used tart cherry extract in people with the aches and pains of fibromyalgia, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and I've had some pretty awesome results with it. So tart cherry might be something to talk to your doctor about for some of those aches and pains, specifically low back pain. Women get a lot of migraines during pregnancy, too, so eat smaller meals, right? Light exercise, keep a consistent sleep schedule. Can be tough when you're pregnant, but try to do that, and that can help to alleviate some migraine pain. Also, apply cold ice to the front neck rather than to the forehead. That actually helps better for migraine pain. So try some of these alternatives. Please take, be careful. Talk to your doctor about Tylenol and the risk of ADHD in pregnancy. We need more research, but there does seem to be an association, and it looks pretty significant here. Tylenol, pregnancy, and ADHD. Talk to your doctor about it. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.